WSIK is hello, listening. WSIJ 839. Good morning, everybody.
Yep, good morning. WSHM 738. All right, WRWB 489. WSHM 738. I think everybody's sleeping in. Sam, you're there, WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHM 738 and WSHF 567.
WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning from WRWB 49.
Yep, good morning, Mike.
I was out here at like 4:30. Called for you. Called for Sam. figured you guys were busy.
Yeah, I got up early, so I think 3:30, 3:35, somewhere there. I was around here for a little bit, then I got onto my things to do here in the morning, so just sit back down for a cup of coffee.
Yep, I copy that.
Trying to figure out who in the ham radio community recently died. Somebody died.
Like just recent?
Yeah, like this past weekend, heard some individuals talking on ham radio about it, kind of dogging a guy in his deathbed. I'm not sure I even know who it is, but it's somebody related to that weather net.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past the meter to do that. Some of them people, they're sad.
Dogging a guy on his deathbed, actually past his deathbed, right? Basically, while he's laying on his deathbed, he's dead. So, yeah, I don't know. His name was Joe, so I don't know much more about it than that. Just wondering who it was.
John would know, I'm sure. I mean, he's pretty up with all that.
Yeah, probably he would know, but I'm not, you know. I think he's been off work for a couple of weeks, so I'm not sure if he went back this week or not. I haven't heard from him, so I'm assuming he's still off. Anyways, I was listening to this all yesterday evening going, dogging a guy that died. Man, I hope that karma don't come back and get you.
Man, was it, what, a simplex frequency or was it on a repeater?
I was on a simplex frequency.
I can only imagine where.
Yeah, you got it.
It's not too hard to figure out, you know.
I think there's a lot of keys there, and you pick up on it. So, I just don't know who the guy was. I probably don't know him, but trying to associate a call with it. I just know his name was Joe, apparently. I mean, when somebody's out there singing a Father Joe song, I heard it the other day, but I didn't know and responded, so I was like, I caught it off the side. I'm like, what was that? And that happened again last night, except there was further conversation after that, so put two and two together. I just don't know who it was.
It should be like the one guy that's on that frequency. What a sick, you know what?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a tough one to wrap your brain around, so anyways. All right, Sam, you in there this morning? Okay, so the other happenings in the world, I don't know. Did they fix the problem with Iran? Only to be a bigger problem later. Missiles are still flying, but a deal was struck. It's really tough to, and gas is still going up. Tough to figure out.
Well, it's funny. I went by 16 in Harper, and I seen gas there for like $3.69 a gallon. And they've been holding out, I think. I mean, just keeping their prices low.
Yeah, interesting. So, man, I'm going to need another raise if gas keeps going up.
Yeah, somebody else is trying to get in there, I think. They doubled with you. Go ahead.
I doubled with somebody, whoever that was. Go ahead. Okay, probably the ill. Start talking financial stuff, and they start going crazy. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, well, supposedly, Iran now, well, no, supposedly the president and Iran are looking to strike out a deal. Gas prices are supposedly are going down, you know, like gradually. I mean, not steadily, but gradually. And that's it. And as far as Savannah Guthrie's mother, you know, they're still looking for her. She's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I'm assuming she ain't living anymore. That's a terrible thing. And I don't know what kind of deal they struck. They're still shooting missiles off and blowing up stuff. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Well, hey, give me a few minutes. I'll be right back. WSHM 738.
Alrighty, I'll be here. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
All right, WSHM 738 mobile.
Okay, off to work, eh?
Yep. See if we can get Wednesday put in the books.
Yeah, copy that.
Well, anyways, Charlie, you in range yet, Charlie? You ought to be just crossing the goal line.
Oh, I believe I might be in there right now, WSBT 754.
You are under the umbra of the repeater, Mike.
Yeah. What's going on?
Trying to drag my unhappy butt to work, you know.
Now, remember, next week is a short week anyways. I'm not sure if it's your normal short week. I'm out of sync with your schedule. I apologize.
No, sir. That would be this week. I have tomorrow to go.
All right, and then next week, too, because of Good Friday.
Yeah, you know, my boss mentioned the other day that he says, do you realize that we only have one Friday all next month? I said, I sure enough do. It kills him to have every other Friday off. He just hates it.
That the employees are off or that he's off?
But we are off. The shop closed. He can't stand it, man. It drives him nuts. I said, but dude, you still get your 80 hours in 2 weeks, right? He says, yes, but. You know, they always have this but. You know, he says, most people don't get fired up till quarter after six. I goes, no, we do. We're all working at six. Maybe the grind department, but not us. And we work right to the last minute. I mean, you still get your 80 hours. He says, yeah, but. And I goes, yeah, but what? Man, you get 44 hours 1 week, and you're not complaining about that.
Well, make them feel better about it. Say, you ain't that big of a boss if you can't change it.
We don't want him to change it. He, when they took over, he had us working 5 days when... Overall, the whole corporation is 980 scheduled, 9 days, 80 hours. And he fought that and fought that and fought that, and enough people complained, and they made him go to the 980 schedule. And he hates it. He just flat hates it.
No, no, I know. You guys don't want it changed. He's the one that doesn't like that it's in place. So I would just tell him, you ain't that big of a boss if you can't change it. I know you don't want him to change it. That's a different issue. He doesn't like it, and it seems like he can do nothing about it.
Oh, no, he can't either. They made him put this in place, because when they were taking over and all the meetings we had, you know, with the buyout, blah, 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 you know, that was one of the big selling points was, hey, you guys get 980 every other Friday off, you know. That was reiterated over and over and over. And then when they took over and he had his 5-day weeks, bunch of people complained. And they made him go to the 980 schedule, and he's been unhappy about it ever since.
Mike, I think I'm going to make you do the 980 schedule.
No, okay.
Mike would love it on the 980 schedule.
Yeah, right. You'd think he was on vacation. I don't know where he went. Right, looking at cruise ship brochures.
Yeah, I looked at cruise ship brochures one time. Signed up for a cruise. Lasted 4 years.
Oh yeah, that's a different cruise ship for sure.
They said you could check in, but you can never leave.
Yeah, so you spent some time in Wisconsin, right? Or North Chicago? I forgot which one it was at.
Great Lakes, Illinois, north of Chicago.
There you go. My nephew followed suit. He's been out. He did the fore and out. And he's doing quite well for himself. He's still kind of involved. But not really military-wise, but he's still kind of involved. Nothing I want to talk about here. Put it this way, where he's at, he doesn't see any snow.
Yeah, our one son, he signed up, and he didn't see any snow either. He spent 23 years in San Diego, lucky dog. I get Norfolk, Virginia. He gets San Diego, and he gets a whole career there.
Yeah, I've been in Virginia before, not far from that place you're talking about. Newport News, you know where that's at?
Oh, yeah, yep. Right after I got on board, we made a short cruise and ended up in the shipyard. Actually, it was in Portsmouth, next door. We were in the shipyard for a few months before I made my very first big cruise.
I forgot what city I was in, but as you go down, it's not far from Virginia Beach, neither. I mean, it's like just a short drive because I remember going there one day after work. I've also been in San Diego one time, actually, but many moons ago, I was a road traveler, so I did that for many, many, many years, been just about everywhere, including two different continents other than this one, so.
Back when I was driving truck, I made it delivery to Portsmouth, Virginia, and I was able to drop the trailer and go cruise around, and I went down the old drag in Ocean View, where all the bars and hotels were. Man, I couldn't recognize none of it. The little city we used to hang out at called the Hotel California, right next to Doc's Pizza, couldn't find it. They probably ripped it down and built something on it. But, yeah, I cruised up and down that boulevard and didn't recognize anything from the 80s.
Yeah, so you know that road that takes you down past Newport News heading east? I think it's on a little bit of a southeast angle. What's at the end of that? Because I remember seeing ships. What town is at the end of that?
Are you thinking Little Creek or something like that?
Yeah, I can't pull up a map right now, I tell you. That's where I was working at some point. But, yeah, I've been there a couple times. They were pretty good people, too, so real friendly. Anyways, that was then. Hey, this is now. Mike, where you at?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm just listening.
Did you pick out, you going on the Cassie Lee Gifford cruise line, or which one are you looking at there?
Maybe I get a discount on a poop cruise, you know?
That's why they say you got to try a cruise once in your life, but, of course you always hear about the bad ones. You never hear about the good ones, right? But those stick in your mind. And that's one. You're talking about the one that got stuck in the Gulf of Mexico that lost power. Yeah, I remember that one. There was a series of them that went haywire there for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, the engine room caught fire and all broke loose. And before you know it, they were a sitting duck. The only thing they had for communication to the outside world was a satellite phone. That's it.
Yeah, then there was the Costa Concordia, the guy, the Italian captain of that ship, he kind of ran too close to the shoreline and ran it into the rocks and sunk the damn thing, and then jumped ship without telling the passengers. He's in jail because of it today. Charlie?
Did I do that? Or, get out there and have COVID and then he can't come back and just stuck on board ship. No thanks.
Well, if you ever go on a cruise and you have a change of heart, the only one tip I would tell you as a travel advisor, just keep your eye on the crew. When they start jumping ship, you make sure you do too.
Yeah, that was, bizarre and crazy, man. And the only reason why he was over that way was because I guess to wave at one of his friends or something, or someone on the boat wanted to wave at one of his friends. I don't know. It's stupid.
Well, look at the recent thing that went on. Those two pilots got killed because the traffic controller let the fire truck cross the runway when there was a landing plane, and they plowed right into it, smashed the nose on that airplane and killed those two pilots, and I guess they were pretty new at the job and young, and I'm not sure they did anything wrong. They were just landing. The traffic controller that sent the fire truck across the runway that screwed up, and I think that one's pretty clear what happened. They're digging into it. You'll find out soon.
Yeah, I think he owned up to that. He said he made a mistake. I didn't read the article, but I heard about it. I think the headline said something that he had made the mistake or something. I don't know.
I don't know that's official yet, but I heard the voice recordings of the tower, and he said, I messed up, and some guy in the tower said, hey, you did the best you could. Good enough.
Yeah, you can actually hear the playback from the control tower to the plane and the emergency vehicle. And after all that happened, you hear them say, I made a mistake.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, right? So as bad as it is, two people lost their life and perished.
two young pilots, and, you know, I'm surprised that wasn't worse, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking on all these forms, and, well, what we were talking about earlier, I'm not seeing nobody, out there that's a silent key.
Yeah, it'll come out eventually, so. You're referring to the subject we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I'm looking around. The only thing I've seen was your buddy, well, not your buddy, but the guy that worked at Sears.
Oh, no, that was a while ago, so. All right. Well, sure, John, let us know.
Unless, Charlie, you heard about it.
Not sure I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, somebody passed away over the weekend, ham radio related, tied to some Skywarn weather net. I guess his name was, I'm assuming it was Joe. Somebody was on another frequency somewhere on the ham radio, singing a song about it and celebrating his morbid as it sounds, that's what happens.
Oh, and this was locally?
Yeah, I don't know the guy. I caught on that that's what was going on, right? So they were celebrating. And I'm like, wow. So somebody, I'm sure I didn't know the guy.
Wow. That's incredible.
Simply amazing. Hope that karma doesn't kick in and bite him in the you know what.
Yeah. You know, what do you expect, you know, with those people?
All right, going up to 55 or 56 today. I'm seeing 36 at the moment.
I've seen a lot of traffic cones on my normal way to work. I'm not liking the looks of this.
Yeah, it is everywhere and has been for years. Every year it seems to get worse and worse. Construction.
Yes.
Isn't that like our state mascot? Orange barrels?
Is it a state flower?
Yeah. State colors, orange and white.
Yeah, Gretchen, fix the damn roads, but not this one.
Well, the problem is they let them go so long, they're all in pretty bad shape, so, you know, that's the thing about it. You don't see too many freeways in Ohio like that, they take care of their roads.
Borders back in the, you know, 90s with John Carlo, him mixing, you know, too much sand with the cement, you know, to thin it out, just so he could hurry up and get the projects done quicker.
Yeah, we doubled anyways. What I was saying is you go down to Ohio, none of their freeways are in knee shapes, I can tell you that.
Nope. It's like night and day.
WRZT-820, mobile monitoring. No need to monitor, jump on in. WSBT 754.
4754, is that, I'm probably going to butcher the name, maybe Gene?
Oh, my name is Charlie.
Hey Charlie, I'm Chris. Morning time to you.
All right, back. Also, there's Mike and Paul out here. Go ahead, Paul. Mike, Jumbo.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Mike and Paul.
Yeah, with Mike. We hear you out there.
They said the Detroit repeater was back up. Is it not linked, or what's going on with that?
As far as I know, it's linked. Just there's no receive tone, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I thought I got the tone still set, because I could see the signal pop and just don't hear anything from it. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when you set up your radio and you put in all your tones and then you use it for a year and don't do anything, you kind of got to stop and scratch the nugget to remember how to change things around.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah.
It's, it even exacerbates the issue when you got like four different radios.
Hey, I think I'm due for an ID here, WSHM-738.
Man, it feels like I just left this place.
I know, and I say that every time I go to work, I'm like, man, I was just here, you know?
I was just here yesterday, wasn't that enough?
Everybody wants to change it to 4 days of work. It'd be nice if it was one and done for the week.
Well, I had that luxury this week. I worked 4 days 1 week, five the next.
I used to work a job, it was a split shift, but it was always rotating. It was three on, two on, three off, and it would just, it was never the same every week. It would always just flip-flop. And on top of that, it was a night shift, too, so it was always fun.
Well, in the very near future, it's going to be seven off, seven off, seven off, seven off.
The old retirement coming up soon?
No, retirement. 7 days off, 7 days off, 7 days off, 7 days off.
Hopefully you got enough hobbies that you don't end up just sitting around bored.
Yep, I'm going to sit on the front porch and count cars. That'll be my hobby.
Yeah, that'll end up like counting sheep. You'll end up just napping it out on the front porch.
That'll be heaven.
Hopefully you got a good view of the street and something nice across the street to look at.
Then when I get bored, I'll go out at lunchtime and drive real slow in front of everybody.
See, you're missing out. You should do that now.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
Morning 202, WRZP 820.
Now, man, here we go. You know, that's the thing, you know. When all of a sudden you want to be a good guy, not jam the system, and then come out here and try to utilize it.
Interesting.
And now it's time to go in and make the coffee. Catch you this afternoon, Mike. Drive safe, Paul. And I forgot your name already. It's too early in the morning. 754. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, we'll catch you later, Kelly. WSHM 738, still in there? WSLI 302, you in here this morning? WRWB 49.
WSLI 302, good morning, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You on your way to work?
Oh yeah, just started to travel, yes. Yep, it's Wednesday, so that's cool. It's going to be hopefully a decent day today, weather-wise.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up into the 50s.
That'll work, yeah. 50s, that's great. Heck yeah, it's about time. Next week looks like it's going to be, it's going to drop Friday or something. Next week looks great. Looks like it's going to be in the 50s, 60s.
Yep, there you go.
Tomorrow's going to be a high of 67 tomorrow, high of 67.
And that'll be nice. Now, Paul wasn't here, and then he ducked out. Must have went into work already.
Come back. What was that, Mike? Had to step out of the truck.
I said Paul wasn't here, then he had to duck out. Or he must have ducked out or went to work early.
Yeah, I heard the end of it. Yeah. Yep, yep. Everybody's at their destination.
WSHF 567. Monitoring.
Hey, good morning, Tyner, Sam. We were calling for you earlier, but you must have been on the phone or must have been sleeping in.
Just today's Wednesday. Whites don't have to be out of here till after 6, so yes, slip in.
Yep, I figured that. We got Steve out here right now at the moment, and I. Everybody else just kind of checked out.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning. Got the Polaris 1000 done yesterday. Got it out of the garage, ready to pick up. Got another four-wheeler on the table now.
Well, there you go. One of these days I got to get my ATC going. Needs carb work and gas line, and the petcock needs to be replaced. I don't know. I'll get around to it one day.
Now who has petcocks? Anyone you want. All you got to do is take it off. Howard's. He's got them in a bucket, man, like a case full of them, like all different sizes, shapes, all kinds of them.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, this thing I have, you know, it will run. It's got spark. It's just, you know, it's sat for a long time and needs to be gone through. It's, I mean, other than that, it's in great shape. It's an old ATC 200F.
Customer's got a 68 serial turn here. I told him, he says the charging system's bad. I said, well, is the battery any good? Oh, I replaced it last year. I said, well, you're going to need a battery. No, it's still good. I replaced it last year. I said, man, the battery's no good. I checked the charging system if they bring me a battery.
Well, usually lawnmower batteries will last you at least a few years if you do it right. to keep it on a battery maintainer and store it in a warm area if your garage is heated. It'll last you.
Yeah, well, there's only like maybe four of my customers that actually take care of their batteries. He leaves all his batteries in his machine, in his trailer, you know. No garage, just in the trailer. You know, that takes out a battery in a season, usually.
Yes, it will. Take it out in no time. Especially those small batteries, like those cycle, or recreational vehicle batteries, small ones, like the motorcycles, I think. Yeah, that's what you get, like maybe a season out of them if you're lucky.
How much is $400 of batteries in the Harley? But I was too lazy to take it out.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy.
That last battery I bought for it, I bought the battery tender for it, and I was gonna make sure that it stayed good. I actually took the battery out this year, underneath my bed. When I sold the battery, my bed and the battery.
Yeah, there you go. I used to get every once in a while, when the insurance would cover for new batteries and chairs. And scooters, I was getting the old ones. The install techs, they can't take them back. And if they do take them back, they just throw them out. And the old ones still had juice left in them. So I was using them for the lawn tractor. Get about, 3 or 4 years out of them, and there you go.
That's all that is.
Yeah, get those M&K batteries. Those are pretty top-notch.
All batteries are top-notch until you leave them out in the cold.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, no, these M&K ones, though, they're pretty... They're pretty healthy and stealth and, beefy.
All that about, Mike?
Either somebody's maliciously jamming it, or it's just the repeaters, flunking up and picking up, just random interference. You still on there, Steve? Negative copy on WSLI 302. WRWB at 49. I'm going to take a standby here for a minute there, Sam.
Joe. Be here listening. SHF 567 monitoring.
WS, FF330, mobile.
WSDU 202 and we're mobile. WSEU 202, good morning. Thank you.
WRVV525.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
This is WSET 257, mobile and monitoring. WSET 284, WSET 296, WSET 257, anybody out there?
257 from WSET 896, how you doing today?
I think that was U896, very, very weak copy, but I was just going to see if you guys were tracking on this measles outbreak, over.
I haven't been looking at anything today, I've been tied up with a few other things, but I've been watching it a little bit.
Roger, roger, I guess the,
Yeah, that's typically how it goes with these things. Tracking it is difficult, and then the tracking who was in and out at the time.
Roger, roger. That's what CGS tracking on. That's about it. So just driving over to Costco on my lunch break here to grab some groceries and back to work. So that's the WSET 257. Clear my area on your final.
Yep, sounds good, buddy. I hope all is well out there. WSJF 896. I'll be on the side now.
Thank you.
WSIT 839 listening.
WRUZ 935.
WRWZ 49, we're standing by.
Go ahead, you got WRWB 49.
Your audio right now, it's like you got something going on with it in the background.
Go ahead, try again. Say a few syllables at least. I mean, I can't really tell that time.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
Time there, Paul.
Hey, Mike, just leaving work, heading home.
Yes, I got one more stop and I will be done.
Copy that.
Looks like it's supposed to be warmer tomorrow, but we're getting rain, I guess, mixed in with it.
Yeah, the weekdays is usually pretty fair or good or great. On the weekends, it's always crappy.
Right.
7 days in a week. Only 2 days is the weekend, and it always picks the 2 days to be the crappiest.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
To decide where to go for dinner tonight, I don't feel like cooking.
You can always go to Mexican Village on McClanahan.
One of my favorite Mexican restaurants there on Van Dyke.
Yeah, I like that one, and I know you don't care for the one that's, what is it, 24 Van Dyke? Well, it's called Cholula Maria now, but it was Taco Loco. I like them both, so.
I went there when it was Taco Loco twice, and my wife and I, we did not like it. And they say, well, that's the authentic Mexican. It's like, well, if that's authentic, I like the Americanized.
You know, that place, when it was Taco Loco, it looked like your typical run-of-the-mill, just plain Jane grease trap. I mean, it didn't look anything fancy like, you know, the one that's like 2 miles down the road.
Funny thing is, the first time we went to Taco Loco, the floor was like underwater. The rug was totally soaked. They had a pipe that broke behind the counter. Got the whole restaurant soaking wet.
I didn't think to close the restaurant to take care of the issue. I mean, that's going to cause mold.
That was years ago. That was probably about maybe 15 years ago when my wife and I went there when it was Taco Loco.
Sometimes, you know, man, you gotta be leery when they do stuff like that and they're still serving the customer. I'm like, I don't know, man,
I can't believe they kept the restaurant open and let people get their feet wet. You know, my shoes were soaked by the time we left out of there.
What's that? I would have just said, you know what? No. I want money off my bill, or you can pay for my new shoes.
Yeah, I hear you. I tell you, the people do anything for a dime.
If you don't get that up right away, it's going to start to stink. You know, and get that swampy smell.
They had to rip all that carpeting out of there. I don't think they left it in there. I mean, it was soaked from the kitchen all the way to the front door.
Yeah. Well, last time I went, now that it's Chula Maria, it was pretty nice in there, you know, good food. I think I mentioned this before, but I sat like kitty corner behind Sean Payne.
I'm sure they revamped the whole inside. They had to. It was, when we went 15 years ago, that place had to be remodeled. It was just so old-looking inside.
Something inside years ago looked like something from, like, the, 60s or, like, early 70s.
It still had that 70s, early 80s look to it when we went.
Remember, it had that plastic, you know, frosted glass, you know, that you put the circles on it, that's colored, that you tack up to the window frame, you know, it butts up against the glass.
Yeah, I copy that. Since it's under the new ownership and it's been revamped, I got to go try it out.
They give you drinks, you know, it's just like Mexican Village, you know, they're not cheesy on their pork. Like, went there for a Long Island, it's like, holy crap, I mean, I can't finish all this.
Yeah, copy that. The old Muldoon's in downtown Utica, they re-gutted that whole inside, revamped it, and it's a Mexican restaurant in there. I went there a couple of times. They're like copycatting off of Mexican Village. They got the same dishes and plates that Mexican Village has, but I don't think their food is all that, tell you the truth. I think Mexican Village is better.
Yeah, so the last time I ate down there was when it was, when Hatchies was still around. Or whatever restaurant's in there now, it's not called Hatchies no more, but it's called something else. That's been a while.
It's been two different restaurants since Hatchies. It's, I think, another new restaurant is just opened up in there, so it's been three times turned since Hatchies. But yeah, Muldoon's, they got out of there about a year and a half ago, something like that.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I've been to Hatchies, and then whatever it was after Hatchies, and then. I've been in the Locker Room Saloon. Been there a few times, and then that's about it. I always wanted to try that other one, the Cass Bar. People say that's good.
Yeah, I haven't been to locker rooms since the 80s. I've been to that restaurant, that skinny corner from it. It has a second floor, but that's been closed down for quite a few years. I don't think it ever reopened.
Which one's that, Castbox? The one like kitty corner across the street?
That must be it, Cass Bar. It had a second floor, and the windows opened up. But, yeah, that's been closed down for quite a while now. I went to Chili's Chili a couple of times in downtown Detroit, and I didn't think it was all that either, Chili's Chili. It was just Chili, Chili's Chili.
We had a few, at least a couple of locations, the one down there, and then there used to be the one over here, or over at 18 and Hayes there, where that First State Bank is. Now it's a bank, but it used to be, that was what, Shelly's Chili Bar, and then before that it was the Post Bar.
Yeah, I copy that. It was Chili's Chili downtown Detroit. It was a nice place, but it was nothing really spectacular with the chili. I mean, it was good, but nothing to really write home about.
Yeah, I've been there once, that one downtown, just before a Monster Jam event. I thought it was okay.
I don't know what it is now. I haven't been downtown in, wow, I'd say 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute for me, too. No, actually, last time I went down, there was my friends and I, we went down and looked at the Christmas lights down there, toured Belle Isle, and did all that, and then went to Campus Martian.
The thing about downtown is there's a lot of places you can't go into with something that you can't have on you, so that's why I don't go down there too much. I got to leave my two best friends at home all the time, Smith and Wesson, but I'm going to go see Rush at the Palace downtown with a bunch of friends.
What about that, Giddy Lee was it Alex Weissman? I think that's his last name. I think I pronounced that right. They found a new drummer to replace Neil Peart, and I guess she sounds just as good, or about the same, and they're going back on tour.
She's a good drummer. She's been around. She's played with other bands. My nephew looked her up to see what she's worth. I mean, she's not worth like a movie star or a rock and roll person, but she's just a fill-in, really. But, yeah, she is good from what I've heard.
Basically like another Chester Thompson. You know, that's the guy that replaced Phil Collins when Phil Collins became lead singer of Genesis.
I copy that. That's what Van Halen did when David Lee Roth left. I forgot what his name was. He played in other bands, and Van Halen wasn't him. I'm kind of glad Van Halen got rid of him. I liked Sammy Hagar more. He sounded more rock and roll, but what's his name, Dave, he was like real pop rock. That's, you know, what the chicks all like.
See, I'm the other half, David Lee Roth and, Van Hagar, WRWB 49.
Mike, I'm at the home base now, so I'll catch you on next time around. WSGG772. We're clear after you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Charlie, you out here?
Afternoon, Mike. Afternoon, Paul. If you're still listening, WSBT 754. And when it was Van Halen with David Lee Roth, that was Van Halen as God intended.
WSIA 333. Sounds like we got a good list going on, boys.
I never cared for it when it was Van Halen.
Yeah, I liked him better with David Lee Roth.
WSIJ 839 listening.
What's going on there, Don? Another guy that was way out there on the Detroit repeater, you're barely getting in. Good afternoon, time we're done.
Alright, did that make any difference?
You're getting in, like the gentleman that teed up before you was not getting in. The guy that said something about a debate, he was barely getting in.
Oh, okay, good.
He's just hanging around and keeping the wardens at bay over there, is that place?
No, actually, I'm at the park. I spend most of my time here at the park.
I don't blame you, man. I mean, I worked there for a short minute, and I could probably see why you go to the park.
Actually, the reason I'm at the park is because I'm not a group kind of person. I pretty much like to be on my own and left alone, and you know those women in there, they don't know how to leave you alone.
But you'd be the type that would want to sit around all day downstairs and hock the door and then ask 50 million questions while people are coming and going, and oh, man. Yeah, I work at these places, so I know. I get all the ins and outs. It's like, I don't care. I don't care how long your scat was today. I don't care how many glasses of prune juice you took. I don't care, all right? Just leave me alone.
You and I really, really, really need to become friends. We are a lot alike.
I was at St. George Tower for a while, and I can remember this one day. I was helping my one guy out I took care of for like 14 years. And I remember she went down, the lady went downstairs to get maintenance to bring him all the way up to like the third floor where the garbage chute was, just to complain about a rag that didn't go down the chute all the way. And I just, I'm like, why don't you just take your stick and your cane and just push it down? I mean, what the hell is maintenance going to do?
Uh-huh. I've seen that all through my years as a maintenance person. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Well, go ahead, Charlie. I didn't mean to leave you out of the loop.
Oh, that's all right. No problem. Maintenance guy probably looked at her and says, let me borrow your cane. And shoved it down the hole and walked away.
See, he looked at her with a smile, and you know, he was one of those people that had a slip between his legs, and he just says, you know what, I'll get that for you, man. Right away, man. Oh, man. He was something else.
Hey, I'm just here stuck in traffic, not moving again. Oh, man. That's the way it goes. Over to you, Don. Go ahead. WSB 2754.
And that is why I don't drive. Because people are stupid. And no, that was not meant towards you.
Oh, it gets even worse. It's like, holy moly. You know, it's like you get south of 8 Mile and it's like, man oh man. It's like DWD.
What I don't get, man, is once you get, like, up the road a little ways, it starts going, you're like, what was everybody stopping for, man? Nothing happening. What's going on up here? Every day, you know.
Oh, they got to see the flashing lights on the other side of the road.
This is the one year we were coming back from the UP, and I-75 was backed up for, like, miles, all the way from, like, the bridge to, like, one where that I-75 and then the 127 split, you know, go. Anyway, they were, I mean, it was backed because of just some guy changing it, trying to change his tire on his Class A motorhome.
Yeah, you know. Once you get rolling, you're like, good, we're going. Oh, wait, no, let's hit our brakes again. Every hill down here from Ship Road all the way to 23, every time you get to a hill, everybody stops. I hate traffic with a passion.
I hear you, man. It's just one of them things. I'm glad I don't have to take that way no more to get back out this way. Oh, that was like terrible, man. You know, coming from 696 in the Quinder and then have to drive all the way back up here to do my work out here and then just to go back home. I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this. I want to be reassigned.
The only thing about working the night shift was, or second shift, whatever we call it nights, but you know, coming in at 2:30 in the afternoon, going west, there's no traffic. And then at the end of the night, 2:30 in the morning, there's absolutely nobody out here. So you set your cruise control when you got on, and you shut it off when you got off, both ways. Now it's like, oh my God, man. Coming in the morning rush and going home in the morning rush.
Done the nights before, it wasn't too bad. You know, there's no traffic. You're like in and out in no time. Well, guys, I'm gonna head in here. I gotta get inside this work QTH, so I will catch you guys later. WRWB 49, and I think Don, you know, you can pick it up from there.
All right, you have yourself a good one, 73, and God bless. And don't work too hard. KDH, yeah, WSIK, E39.
Okay, Mike, I'll catch you in the morning, man. Have a good evening. WSBT 754. I think I'm going to put this down and have some coffee. We'll catch you tomorrow.
73 is the ball disc. And we'll be clear. If anyone is monitoring, can I get a quick video? I don't know who that was, but I could just barely hear you. It was clear, but the modulation was really super, super low.
Okay, this is a little handheld, but...
must have moved, because now you're just not making it. I apologize. Your best bet would be to try going outside.
Alright, I just stepped outside. Coming out, in clear now?
Oh, you're nice and clear, but you have to check the settings, because your microphone is really, really low. Crystal clear, but really low.
That's super helpful. Thank you so much. Have a good day, sir.
Have yourself a blessed day, 76. WSIJ 839, listening.
Thank you. WRVS 713 near Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713 near Baltimore, do you copy? Live on WRVS 713 near Baltimore, this is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're clearing out.
WRWC 49 and we're standing by.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
WRTJ
WSLG 257, radio check. WSLG 257, getting a radio check.
Last station calling, good check.